With Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Last year, here inside of The Big Show at 3BA, we decided to do something for those in need, for those homeless people of Ballarat, to help them out a little bit more via the soup bus, for those who are living rough. And we decided to call it the 3BA Big Show Noodle Run. And it was about providing those in that situation with the noodle cups. It's basically an instant meal. All you have to do is add hot water and away you go. You've got a meal, and it was hugely successful thanks to you, the people of Ballarat. And we've decided to bring it back this year and indeed expand it. So to launch the 3BA Noodle Run this morning here inside of the Big Show at 3BA, the founder of the Soup Bus, Greg Skeps. Craig Skeps, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT.
Sorry, Craig. I don't know where Greg came from, but anyway, you know, I'm sure you've been called plenty of things like me for most
of
my life.
You are exactly right.
Craig, it's a wonderful job that continues to be done by the Soup Bus, but unfortunately, the numbers are growing exponentially when it comes to those homeless people, or living rough, as we like to say. Basically, in the last year, have doubled.
Yeah, look, that's right, PT. It's been a huge 12 months. Like, we've always had a problem with homelessness in Ballarat. A lot of people have been in emergency accommodation, but over the last 12 months, and probably even the last 6 months, we've had over double sleeping rough. We can't get people into emergency accommodation because that's completely exhausted, and we're down on numbers because, you know, Reeds is closed at the moment.
Yep.
Because they're trying to get that back up and running. So, look, the reality of it is, with the whole sector, like, you're looking at the medical, for example, who are just understaffed and overworked. The same with this section here. It's you can't get people who are needing assistance to even get into appointments. So they're just sort of hanging until they can get into an appointment. That might be a week or so. And then, of course, once they get to that appointment, there's no accommodation for them. So they've been, you know, unfortunately given tents to sort of fend for themselves until hopefully something comes along. But that's a bit of an unknown.
So they're living in tents in what, our park areas?
Correct, unfortunately. And it's a lot of the public have been seeing this and wondering what's going on. There's been some reports through the media and through the Courier over the last week, and they've been accurate, unfortunately. And there's, you know, we've been getting these people coming to the bus for meals, but a lot of them haven't even got accommodation or facilities to even, you know, we're talking about the noodle cups, which were so successful last year, but, you know, they're not even able to boil hot water to put into those cups. So we've been giving a lot of, trying to get more and more non-perishable, like pull ring cans with the chunky soups and that, so they can at least eat something cold, which is not ideal, but it's better than nothing. But well, I've even got a 13-year-old boy with an adult sleeping in a tent in one of our park areas because they can't get accommodation anywhere. And yeah, it's just madness.
Craig Skeps, founder of Soup Bus. This saddens my heart. This news really saddens my heart.
It's really horrible. We've had some, you know, pretty sort of dire times in the past, but at least we've been able to bring a smile to people's faces through the Soup Bus service, and it's been wonderful and lighten things up a little bit. But at the moment, yeah, it's fairly challenging. You know, you try and be positive, but knowing that, you know, we're going home after a service out of a night, and you know, people are coming, you know, going back to a tent, and you know, the wind chill factor's been, you know, in some
horrible
cases down to minus five wind chill.
Well,
so
it's still the feels like temperature at the moment is still -2 degrees, Craig, as
yeah,
we speak.
Exactly,
and these people
right,
are living in a tent.
Yeah, I just can't get my head around it. This day and age, this shouldn't be happening, but it is, and it's worse. It's pretty bad.
Gee, I tell you what, I wish there was some people with a whole stack of money in their back pocket who went and built some accommodation out there somewhere. That'd be nice,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, look, you're right. I mean,
and I haven't got that, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, listen, let's accommodate those whom need the soup bus, and there are far too many, sadly, but we can do our part as a Ballarat community and help out through the 3BA Soup Bus Big Show Noodle Run. We are looking for those cups of noodles that we can add hot water to. We're looking for, and we're expanding. I want to expand it this year, Craig, and include those Paul Ringtop canned meals that you're talking about. I want to include 1 litre UHT milk. That is vital for the soup bus, isn't it?
Yeah, the 1 litres are great because you get no wastage and they're easy to carry. So we find the 1 litre is better than the two and they go a long way. We use a lot of a night anyway, but we do give a lot out so that they can take them with them. So it's hugely important. But I tell you what, one thing which we're really, really low on at the moment is men's coats and the large sizes, like the extra large, the 2, 3, 4 XLs, so that they can put extra layers under.
Yep.
We've been absolutely hammered, and we've only got about two left. So we're trying to sort of look at even maybe we may have to purchase some, but we're really down on the men's larger sort of jackets and coats to get a bit of insulation. Yeah,
absolutely. And the larger, the better, because even if it flops over your hands, at least you can wrap that round and stop the airflow to your hands and keep your hands warm, that sort of thing. So men's jackets, men's coats, we're looking for those cans meals with the ring tops. We're looking for UHT milk, 1 litre, 1 litre UHT milk. We're looking for the noodle cups, and we're looking for the things like the 1 litre UHT custard as well. They're always handy, aren't they, Craig?
Yeah, they are, and we use them a lot. We try and sort of jazz up some of our sweets and meals for our clients, and they love it. It's
all
great.
Right. So for the Ballarat community, if they want to contribute, there's a couple of donation points. I know Coles were fantastic last year. They had I went to Coles out in Sebaste a couple of times, and they had trolleys out the front for people to donate goods into, and it was just great to see the amount that I was loading into the back of my wagon. But also, Paddy Shaw's come back on board, Paddy and Dennis from Shaw's Cycles. So if you want to use them as a collection point or a donation point, you can out there in Skipton Street, and of course to us here at 3BA, 56 Lydiard Street North in Ballarat, across the road from the Sporting Tavern. Drop your donated goods into us and we'll make sure they get to the soup bus up there on Fussell Street. It was just that made my heart happy last year, Craig, to be able to drop off and see Ballarat donate so much stuff to you guys. It really does make a world of difference, doesn't it?
It was a huge response, and we were so excited. Our volunteers were just wrapped, and the great thing was, you know, I'd spoken to Paddy Shaw from Shaw Cycles after the event, and he was just so excited to be part of it, and said, you know, we are in next year. So, yeah, everybody really chipped in, and it was amazing. The response was outstanding, and we were really excited about it.
Well,
great.
It is on. It's on for another year. The Soup Bus Big Show Noodle Run here at 3BA. Craig Skeps, the founder of the Noodle Bus. Keep up the good work, mate. I know it's tough out there, but we're ready to chip in and lend a hand for another year, and we'll catch up with you in a week or so to see how it's all going, all right?
That's awesome. Great. Thank you, mate.